where life could get a little scary and frightening. At our home, Dolly Parton was the elixir. She was the balm of joy that we would lean into, that we would seek out. There were many days where my husband and I would just take rides out in the country and we would play Dolly Parton and we would just drive around in quiet, letting that music be that place of peace, to know that everything is okay in the world. And there is something about Dolly that just everything she does touches on that peace and joy. And for that, we are going to focus on the superhero that is Dolly Parton in this hour. It should come as no surprise that Dolly Parton, just a couple years ago now, was the recipient of the Carnegie Medal of Philanthropy for all of the incredible work that she has done. Probably one of the most noticeable ways that Dolly Parton has shaped the lives of millions is that she's enriched the lives of millions of children through books. Dolly Parton launched her Imagination Library in 1995 to distribute free, high-quality books to children in her hometown of Sevier County, Tennessee. Children would receive books from birth until they reached school age, regardless of the family's income. They would receive a free book every month, again, from birth to when they were ready to go to school. By 2003, 1 million books have been mailed to local children. Today, in its global initiative, it's expanded to the UK, Australia, Ireland, Canada. Books around the world, all free, paid for by Dolly Parton. This is what I mean about superhero qualities. So let's do this. Let's dive into the music of Dolly Parton while also honoring and celebrating those women who called Dolly Parton a light to follow in building their own careers, an inspiration and influence in opening doors for those women that have since followed Dolly Parton. Here we go. It's Dolly right now here on Girly So Groovy.
She's a working girl. She is single and free.
music right there from two artists who both call Dolly Parton a guiding light. Two musicians who, in fact, have worked Dolly Parton cover songs into their live shows, on albums, and more. We just heard music from Japanese Breakfast. The song is called Savage Good Boy. That's from her most recent album, Jubilee. In the middle, it is alt-country indie rocker Waxahachie with her song, War. That's from her latest album, St. Cloud. Interestingly enough, after releasing St. Cloud, Waxahachie re-released it with three gorgeous cover songs, one of Lucinda Williams, one of Bruce Springsteen, and one of Dolly Parton's Light of a Clear Blue Morning. And then, of course, starting the second hour off, it is Dolly Parton. Going back to her 1980 album, 9 to 5 and Odd Jobs, we heard the song Working Girl, a song that I just feel like screams feminist anthem. And it's interesting how Dolly Parton does not embrace the term feminist, yet so much of what she does and sings is feminist with a capital F. If you have not checked out the podcast Dolly Parton's America yet, do yourself a favor. Even if you are not a major fan, it makes for such interesting listening about how Dolly Parton fits into the bigger American picture, and in many ways how she is part of that picture, but also how she is separate from it and a model of what we wish American society could be. Speaking of which, this whole hour, rather than talking about how she's a trailblazer, we're talking about how she is a superhero. One way that I wish all of America could be the way that Dolly Parton is that she has proven time and time again to be an LGBTQ plus ally. Dolly's a huge, huge gay icon. She has a huge queer following. And though she famously avoids talking politics, she has spoken out in defense of LGBTQ rights on multiple occasions. In 1991, Dolly Parton released a song, Family, and in that the lyrics include gay families. She was a vocal supporter of legalizing same-sex marriage in the U.S. back in 2015. In 2016, she denounced North Carolina's so-called bathroom bill, which prevented transgender people from using bathrooms not designated for the sex on their birth certificate. She has been quoted many times as saying that if there was ever reincarnation, she would come back as a drag queen. And also, she has been quoted many times saying, I believe everybody should be treated with respect. On that Dolly Parton's America podcast, there's a whole episode that talks about finding safe spaces for queer people in the music that Dolly makes. And again, just feminist with a capital F for the music that she makes. 9 to 5, in fact, was actually inspired by a women's working union group in New York City called 9 to 5 that Dolly Parton wrote that hit for. She also wrote a gorgeous bluegrass song called Little Sparrow. Rarely do you think you will find feminist notions in bluegrass music, but in Little Sparrow, Dolly Parton opens the song with saying, all ye maidens, heed my warning. Never trust the hearts of men. They will crush you like a sparrow, leaving you to never mend. Girls, she's got your back. Here is Dolly right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Little sparrow, precious, fragile little thing. Little sparrow, fly so high and feels no pain. All ye maidens, heed my warning. Never trust the hearts of men. They will crush you like a sparrow, leaving you to never. these mountains I would fly. I would find him, I would find him. Look into his lying eyes. I would flutter all around him on my little sparrow wings. I would ask him, I would ask him why he broken dream of a cold, false-hearted lover and his evil, cunning scheme. Little sparrow, little sparrow, precious, fragile little thing. Little sparrow, little sparrow, fly so high, feels no pain. All ye maidens fair and tender, never trust the hearts of men. They will crush you like a sparrow, leaving you to never mend. Little sparrow, oh, the sorrow never ends.
I've been down with a broken heart since the day I learned to speak. The devil gave me a crooked store when he gave me crooked feet. But Gabriel then came to me and kissed me in my sleep. And I'll be singing like an angel until I'm 6 feet deep. I found myself an omen and I tattooed on a sign. I said my men have hit their knees and bigger men have died. I'm gonna rise, rise as a storm. No, I'm down. But you gotta upon a lightning strike and eyes of bright clear blue. I took that time from around my neck and gave my heart to you. I sent my love across the sea and though I didn't cry, that voice will haunt my every dream until the day I die. dug a hole inside my heart to put you in your grave. At this point, it was you or me, and mama didn't raise no slave. You took my face in both your hands and looked me in the eye, and I went down with such a force that in your grave I lie. I'm on a roll.
Folk artist Rhiannon Giddens is one of many musicians included in the dynamic Dolly Parton's America podcast. On that podcast, she talks about how Dolly Parton's bluegrass absolutely was an inspiration to the music she wanted to make. We heard the song Up Above My Head from Rhiannon Giddens. That's from her 2015 album, Tomorrow Is My Turn. In the middle, it is Brandi Carlile with her song Raise Hell. That's from Brandi Carlile's album Bear Creek. And then starting that set, it is Dolly Parton with her song Little Sparrow, the title track and opening song to Dolly Parton's 2001 album Little Sparrow. we are celebrating the superpowers, the superhero that is Dolly Parton this month here on Girly So Groovy. So in addition to Dolly Parton's imagination library and being an out and proud queer ally, Dolly Parton is also an incredible supporter of Black communities. Not only has Dolly Parton over decades now quietly donated band uniforms and musical instruments to predominantly Black high school marching bands, she has also taken royalties that she has made from Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You cover and donated it back into Nashville Black neighborhoods as a way of saying thanks for what Whitney Houston has done for the music with I Will Always Love You. And it's just incredible. Again, if you go to a Dolly Parton show, you will see what America should be. Straight and gay, white and Black, all together, just singing together. That is the beauty of Dolly Parton. Speaking of Dolly Parton and the Black community, this next song, I have often wondered and would be delighted if this is the case, is about a Black man. The song is called Joshua. It's one of Dolly Parton's earliest hits, if not her first hit, actually. But in the song, Dolly Parton sings about a town outcast who lives in a shack. He's a mean old man, she says. A big old man with a big Black beard and Black hair. And in the end, the singer warms up to him and they fall in love and end up living together. You listen for yourself. See what I mean. I could see Dolly Parton being that savvy back in the 1960s to figure out, as a Southern country artist, to figure out a way to bring in an interracial love story. So again, listen for yourself. I'd be curious what you think. If I am off on this, at the very least, it is what Dolly does so well. Again, singing about outcasts and making home and safe spaces for them in her music. Also, I couldn't help but put this set together. Not only is this hour all about celebrating the groundbreaker and trailblazer Dolly Parton, this particular set is going to include not one, but two musicians who look at Dolly Parton as a guiding light, but are two musicians who we have already featured this year in the trailblazing, groundbreaking series. See if you can guess who they are coming up right now.